B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psochim Daf Tzadik Aleph. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, the last word of Daf Tzadik Omid Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ha'oinein. An oinein is somebody whose close relative had died that day and has not yet, the deceased person has not yet been buried. Then the relatives are considered an oinein. V'amafakeach es agal, or somebody who's trying to clear away a pile of stones that has fallen on a person, and it's not yet clear whether the person underneath the pile of stones is still alive or if he's dead. V'chein mi shehiv tichuhu lahoitzioi mi beisu asurim, or somebody who is in jail and they promised him that they would release him still that day, and we're talking here about the 14th of Nisan, the day that the Korban Pesach is being shechted, v'hachoyle, or a sick person, v'hazokin, or an elderly person, shehen yechoyle nechil kezayis, that at this point in time the sick person and or elderly person are able to eat a kezayis, sheichatin alein, one is allowed to shecht for all these people. And there's a certain risk element with all of them. The oinon, whilst dealing with the person who had deceased, he may become Tomei. He doesn't have to become Tomei, it depends what he's doing. But if he could become Tomei, and then he will not be able to eat the Korban Pesach on the 15th. Somebody who is clearing away a pile of stones, he may discover the person underneath it is dead, and whilst clearing away the stones, he was hovering above a dead body, and then he will not be able to eat Korban Pesach on the night of the 15th. Somebody in jail who's been promised to be released before the night, maybe that won't happen, and he won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach. A chole or zokin also, maybe by the time evening comes, they'll be too old, too sick and frail, and will not be able to eat a kezayis. So even though there is a certain risk factor in all these cases, nonetheless, since at the time of the 14th of Nisan, when the Korban Pesach is being shechted, it seems that they would, or there's a good chance, they'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach in the night, therefore we're allowed to shecht for them. And Rashi adds on that this person who's uncovering the stones, then this person has cheskas tara. At this point in time, he's not yet, it has not yet been clarified that he has hovered over a dead body, and therefore he still has his original chazaka that he was tohir. And regarding the oinon, even though midrabonon, in the event that he doesn't manage to bury his relative during the day of the 14th, he will still be considered an oinon in the evening, and an oinon is not allowed to eat korbonus. However, regarding Korban Pesach, which is a very severe korban, it's a chiyuv koros, if one doesn't bring it, the Chachomim put that aside, and they said that since min ha-Torah he's only an oinon during the day, therefore at night he'll be allowed to eat his Korban Pesach. Continues the Mishnah, al kulam, on all the above, ein sheichatin alein bifne atzmon. One does not shecht the Korban Pesach uniquely and exclusively just for them. That means if they are the only one or ones on this Korban Pesach, we would not shecht it, because there you're taking too much of a risk. In the event that something transpires and the person will not be able to eat, then Shemo Yoviu as a Pesach Lidei Psul, then nobody will end up eating the Korban Pesach, and we don't want that. So that we only be prepared to shecht for them, providing that there's other people in the group that are not in this risk bracket, and that if, at least if these people will have an issue, the Korban Pesach will still be able to be eaten. The Mishnah says, since one was allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach on the 14th for all these people, the oinon, mefakech sagal, the Mishiv Tichu, somebody was promised to be released from jail, a chayil and a zokin, then since they were allowed to be shechted for them, im ira ben psul, if something transpires, if something happens, and indeed they were not able to eat the Korban Pesach, pturin milase is Pesach Sheni, they are potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni, because at the end of the day, a Korban Pesach, which was kosher, was shechted on their behalf. Besides for the case where somebody is clearing away a pile of stones, if he finds a dead person there, we assume that he was dead already right from the beginning when the pile of stones fell on him. And therefore, at the time of the Shechita, this person that was clearing away the stones, that was obviously hovering over this body, the person clearing away the stones was already Tomei. And therefore, since at the time of the Shechita and Zrika, he was already Tomei, then the Korban cannot pass for him and he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Barhuna, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Lo yishonu, this that we said, that we do not shecht the Korban Pesach exclusively for any one of the people in this risk bracket, is elo bebeiso asurim de'akum. That's only if he's in a prison which is controlled by goyim. Aval beiso asurim de'yisrael, if for whatever reason, and Rashi lists a few of them, this person is in a Jewish prison, then Sheichatin Bifne Atzmon, one is allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach for this person, even if he's the only one registered on this Korban Pesach. And we assume that there's no risk bracket here. We assume that since they promised to release him, they definitely will. Kiven Dov Techinu, since they promised to release him, Mapikle, they will let him out. Techsivit, as it says in the Pasuk, She'eris Yisrael, the remnants of Klal Yisrael, Lo Yasu Avlo, will not do anything evil, V'lo Yidabru Chozov, they will not speak lies. So if the Yidden, who are running this prison, they promise to release this prisoner, then we can take it on as an absolute that he will be released, and therefore he will be able to eat the Korban Pesach, and one's allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach just for him. Says the Gemara, Omer of Chizda, How the Omer is based on Asurim Da'akum, this that you said, that if there's a prison belonging to a Goy, and therefore you do not shecht for him on his own, because maybe even though they promised to release him, they will not fulfill their promise, that's only if the prison is outside the boundaries of Yerushalayim, and then if he's stuck in prison, there's no way that he can eat the Korban Pesach. But if his jail is within the borders of Yerushalayim, then Sheichatin Alov Bifnei Atzmei, then one can shecht the Korban Pesach even just for him. My tama, Efshe De'amti Leiva Ochil Lei, even in the event that they do not release him, it will still be possible to bring him the Korban Pesach in the jail, and he'll be able to eat it there, and therefore there's no risk, and therefore one's allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach for him. Continues the Gemara, Lefi Kochim Ira, the Mishnah said that in the event that any of these people couldn't eat on the night of the 15th, since it was the Korban Pesach was kosher and was shechted on their behalf, they do not need to bring a Pesach Sheni. That's besides for Mefakech Es Hagel, where in that case we assume that he hovered over the dead person right from the beginning, in which case at the time of the Shechita and Zrika he was already Tomei, and therefore he will have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Bar Barchono, Omar B'Yechanon, Lo Yishonu Elo Gal Ogul. When do we say that if he finds a dead person, we assume that he hovered over the dead person right from the beginning, and therefore from the time of the Shechita, he was already Tomei? That's only Elo Gal Ogul, when it's a round pile of stones, and as soon as he started working on it, he was already hovering over anything that was lying underneath it. Aval Gal Oroch, if it's a long pile of stones, if a long wall fell down on somebody, and he's slowly clearing away, and then he finds on the other side of the wall, or further along the wall, he finds that there's a dead person buried underneath it, then Potter Melas is Pesach Sheni. He does not need to bring the Pesach Sheni, because Eimer will say that Toyer Hoya Bashas Shechita. It could be that when you started clearing away the stones, which was possibly the time where the Korban Pesach was shechted, then it could be at that time he was still Toyer, and he only hovered over the dead person later on, when he got to the rest of the stones, and therefore there's a possibility that he was Tohir when the Shechita was done, and therefore he cannot bring the Pesach Sheni. And as we said before, even when there's a Sofik, if you have to bring a Pesach Sheni or not, we already discussed at length before that there's an issue with, on Daf Peches Amud Beis, there is an issue with bringing a Korban Pesach if you have a Sofik, a Pesach Sheni. Tani Nami Ochi, we find a brisa to this effect. Reb Shimon ben Yosher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch Omer, Mefakeach Begel, somebody who's clearing away a pile of stones, trying to unbury somebody who's either alive or dead under the stones, Itim Potter, sometimes he's exempt from Pesach Sheini, Itim Chayev, sometimes he's Chayev to bring a Pesach Sheini. Ketzad, what would the cases be? Gal Ogul, if it's a round pile of stones, then Nimtzeh is Tumah, in the event that the person found underneath it is dead, then Nimtza Tuma Tachtov Chayev, then we assume that immediately when he started clearing away the stones, the person who was clearing away the stones was already Tomei, and therefore he was Tomei at the time of the Shechita, and he didn't have a Pesach Rishon, and he has to bring a Pesach Sheni, Chayev. Gal Oruch, however, if it's a long pile of stones, Nimtza is Tuma Tachtov, in the event that they find a dead person underneath it, Potter, nonetheless, he's going to be Potter from bringing Pesach Sheni, Eim Toyer Hoya B'Shas Shechita, because there's a chance that he was actually Toyer still whilst they shechted the Korban Pesach on his behalf. Continues the next Mishnah. Ein Shechatin Es HaPesach Al HaYochid Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that one is not allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach for just one person. Every Korban Pesach has to have more than one person registered on it. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi says, no, the only concern is that the person registered on it can eat. Even if it's just one person who can eat a kazayis, I'm allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach for him. V'afilu chaburo shel me'al she'einam yecholim lechol kazayis, ein sheichatin alein. Rabbi Yossi says that all we worry about is that the people registered on the Korban Pesach are able to eat a kazayis each. It doesn't matter how many people, even just one person. But if you have 100 people, that between them they can eat a lot, but every one of them can only eat less than a kazayis, then one does not shecht a Korban Pesach for them. Continues the Mishnah, v'ein oisin chaburas noshim v'avodim oktanim, that we know that Korban Pesach is eaten as a group usually. We do not have groups of women, slaves, and minors. And the Gemara is going to discuss, does that mean that you do not have a group of either women on their own, or slaves on their own, or avodim on their own, or does it mean we don't have a single group which has these three people in it together? That's going to be discussed in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Minayin she'ein sheichatin es ha-pesach ala yochid. We saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you do not shecht the Korban Pesach for a single person. For just one individual, the Korban Pesach will not be shechted. What would be the source? Talmud Loima, it says in the Pasuk, Leisucha lizbeach es ha-pesach. And the Pasuk goes, Leisucha lizbeach es ha-pesach. You're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach ba'achad she'orecho in one of your cities, asha Hashem elikecho noisein loch. You have to shecht the Korban Pesach uniquely and exclusively in the Beis HaMikdosh. We'll see more about that soon. But the Pasuk, the Gemara says, you learn, Leisucha lizbeach es ha-pesach ba'achad. Put a period there, a full stop. You're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach ba'achad for one single individual on his own. That would be the source, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, who's not yet giving us a source, we'll soon see what his source is, but Rabbi Yossi argues with Rabbi Yehuda and said, no. Yochid v'yochid la'ochloi sheichatin olav. Even if just a single person, provided that he's able to eat a kazayis, we shecht the Korban Pesach for him. Asara, if you have 10 people, ve'en yechaynim la'ochloi, but neither any one of them cannot eat a kazayis, ein sheichatin alein, we do not shecht the Korban Pesach for them. Rabbi Yossi, hi be'echod my ovidle. So we don't yet know what Rabbi Yossi's source is, but we know that he doesn't agree with what Rabbi Yehuda said, that from the word loisucha lizbeach es ha-pesach ba'achad, that word be'echod, we know he doesn't learn like Rabbi Yehuda, that from this pasuk we see that you're not allowed to shecht for a yochid, because Rabbi Yossi says you are allowed to shecht for a yochid. What does he do with ba'achad? Miboy lilekud Reb Shimon, Rabbi Yossi uses this word ba'achad, be'echod, like Reb Shimon. The Tanya, we learnt in a Brisa, Reb Shimon Oimir, minayin nizivech es pischoi bebomas yochid. There was a period in time which was between the end of Mishkan Shiloi and the building of the Beis HaMikdash. There were other times as well, it's a sugya, the end of Zvachim, but just as an example, between the end of Mishkan Shiloi and the building of the Beis HaMikdash, where there was a concept called a boma, which are small mizbeachs, and then there was the public boma, and there was a private boma. And then, at that time, and then there was the periods of during the time that Mishkan Shiloh was standing and from the building of the Beis HaMikdash and on, where all private mizbeachs were osa. One's not allowed to shecht korbanos on them at all. And even in the time where there was a heter to shecht on the bomois, then the public korbanos were brought on a more public mizbeach, and on the private mizbeachs they would bring nedorim, nedovis, their own korbanos. In the time where there was an Issa of Boma, then there was no public Mizbeach. In the time of Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan Shiloi, or the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no public Mizbeach. There was the Mishkan, or there was the Beis HaMikdash, but there wasn't a Boma. A Boma was not in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. But in the time of the Isser Bomois, there could have still been a concept of a Bomas Yochid, a private Boma, and that's a discussion. What happens if somebody shechts a Korban Pesach during the time of Heter Bomois, between Mishkan Shiloh and Beis HaMikdash? He shechts it on a Bomas Yochid, instead of shechting it on the public Boma, he shechts it on the private Boma. And we have to also discuss what's the halacha if he shechts it in a private Boma in the time of the Isser Bomois, which is either when Mishkan Shiloh was standing or from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the braisa of Reb Shimon. Says Reb Shimon, Minayin nezaveach es pischoi bebomas yochid, b'shas Isser HaBomois, the time where it was also to shecht at all on Bomois, which is the time when Mishkan Shiloh was standing or from the Beis HaMikdash and on. And this person shechted the Korban Pesach instead of in the Beis HaMikdash, he shechted it on a private bomo. How do you know Shu Beloisa say that he's actually alive in the Torah? Talmud Leima Loisucha Lechoil Loisucha Lizbeach Es HaPesach B'Achad She'orecho. We're not yet finished the Braisa, but he says Loisucha Lizbeach Es HaPesach, you're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach even on a bomas, or you're not allowed to shecht it on a bomas Yochid B'Achad She'orecho. And we'll soon see what we learn out from the Ba'achad Shorecho. Yochil af b'shas heter abomis. I may have thought that in the time when there was a heter abomis between the end of Mishkan Shiloh and the building of the Beis HaMikdash, I may have thought that even then, if a person shechts a Korban Pesach instead of on the public bomo, he shechts it on the private bomo, he's also got a lav. No, then not. The Talmud Loimar Ba'achad She'orecho. When is it Loisucha Lizbeach Es HaPesach? When are you not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach Ba'achad? When you're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach on a Bomas Yochid, that's only Ba'achad She'orecho. In a time where all of Klal Yisrael are Loyomru Ela B'Shor She'Kol Yisrael Nechnosim B'Shar Echod, when all of Klal Yisrael are united around a single city, around the Beis HaMikdash, around the Mishkan. So in those times, which is called the Zman Isser Bomois, at those times, then Loisucha Lizbeach Es HaPesach Ba'achad She'orecho, you're not allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach in any of your cities, namely a Bomas Yochid, and if you do, it's a lav. However, in a time which is at Heter HaBomois, which is that Klal Yisrael do not come to a Beis HaMikdash or a Mishkan, at that time, then even though he should shecht it on the public Bomo, if he shechts it on the private Bomo, then he has not transgressed a lav. And that is what Rabbi Yossi is going to do. He's going to follow Rabbi Shimon and he's going to learn that from the Ba'achad She'orecho. And Rabbi Yehuda learns from the Ba'achad She'orecho, from the Ba'achad that you do not shecht a Korban Pesach for a single individual. V'Rabbi Yehuda hai minolei, Rabbi Yehuda who learns from the Ba'achad that you're not allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach for an individual, how's he going to learn that at the time when there's, in the time where there's Isser HaBomois, if you shecht a Korban Pesach on a Bomas Yochid, that there's a lav? Says the Gemara, Tarti Shomas Mino. From the word Ba'achad, Rabbi Yehuda learns two things. He also learns that you're not allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach for an individual. And he also learns that in a time of Isser HaBomois, if you shecht on a Bomas Yochid, then there's a lav. Now the Gemara is trying to find the source, so we've understood Rabbi Yehuda now. Rabbi Yossi made it clear that he doesn't agree with what Rabbi Yehuda learns from Be'echod, that you're allowed to shecht for an individual, or Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to. Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, you are allowed to shecht for an individual. What would his source be? And the way that the Gemara is asking that question is, Ula Rabbi Yossi, mimai de lahochi, de ka'omar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi, what's he doing with Ba'achad? He's learning it just for Rabbi Shimon to tell us that B'shas, the Issa Bomois, if you shecht a Korban Pesach on a Bomas Yochid, that there's a lav. Dilma kadu komar Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the word Ba'achad is coming to teach you, like Rabbi Yehuda suggested, that you're not allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach for an individual. And you, Rabbi Yossi, argue with that. Why do you argue with that? Maybe it's kadu amar Rabbi Yehuda huda asa. Answers the Gemara, Omar Lachor Rabbi Yossi will answer you that he's got a different posuk. Lo yisol kadai toch, don't even suggest that there's an issa to shecht the Korban Pesach for an individual. Doksiv, it says in the posuk, Ish, in single tents, even for a single person, lefi ochloi, is the pasuk by Korban Pesach we've seen a few times, ish lefi ochloi tochesu al haseh, providing that this one person even is able to eat, and eating is just a kezayis, we're already allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach for him. So Rabbi Yossi learns from ish lefi ochloi, you're allowed to shecht for an individual, and Rabbi Yehuda learns from lesuch al hizbeach Pesach ba'achas, that he learns from there, you're not allowed to shecht for an individual. Continues the Gemara. Rami le Rav Ukva bar Chinuna mi Parishna, Rav Ukva from Parishna, asked Lerava the following question. Mi Omer Rav Yehuda, could it be that Rav Yehuda said, as we saw in our Mishnah, Ein Sheikhatin et HaPesach al HaYochid, you're not allowed to shecht a Korban Pesach for an individual, or a Minu? This seems to contradict the Braisa. Isha, a woman, Barishoin, in the first Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, Sheikhatin Oleo Bifne Atzmo. She wants allowed to shecht for her, even if she's the only one that's being registered on this Korban Pesach. Ubesheni, however, Pesach Sheni, Oisin Oisa Tfela La'achirin. Then she's just Tofel, she can merge with a group, she can join a group. That means she's allowed to eat a Korban Pesach, but she doesn't have to eat the Korban Pesach, and therefore, since she doesn't have a Chiyuv, you cannot shecht the whole Korban just for her. But if she's joining others, then that's allowed. We're going to see more on this later on. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But what do we see here? That in the first Pesach, Pesach Rishon, Sheichatin Oleo Bifnei Atzmo, even on her own. And it's Rabbi Yehuda. Well, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah said, you do not shecht a Pesach on a Yochid. Answers the Gemara, Omer Lei Loitema Bifnei Atzmo. No, don't read it Bifnei Atzmo on her own. Eloema, rather Bifnei Atzmon. Which, and then what he would be telling us is not that you can shecht for a woman when she's on her own. What it means is when you have a group of only women, then we are sheichatin oleo bifnei atzmon. You're allowed to shecht for them the Korban Pesach, but it's not bifnei atzmo, it's bifnei atzmon, there's a group of them. And therefore, it's not a single individual, and you can shecht for them. Omar lei, so Rav Ukva asked back to Rava, Mi of Dinon Chabura Shekula Noshim? You, Rava, just explain this brisa, that it doesn't say that Barisha in Sheikhtin Oleo Bifne Atzmo, rather Sheikhtin Olein Bifne Atzmon, that means the brisa says if you have a group of women, you're allowed to shecht for them a Korban Pesach. Well, can that possibly be true? But none, it seems to contradict the following, the Mishnah. And this is our Mishnah. Ein Oisin Chaburois Noshim Vavodim Muktanim. You're not allowed to have a group of women or women, slaves, and Ktanim. So you see, you're not allowed to have a group of women. How can you say in the Braisa that you can shecht Bifne Atzmon for them on their own? So had it said Bifne Atzmon just on one woman on her own, then there wouldn't be an issue with our Mishnah. Tosfos explains why. Tosfos says that the issue of our Mishnah, of not having a group of women, is only when it's a whole group. And since it's a whole group, they're going to be careless and they won't be able to make sure that it doesn't become parcel. But if it's a single woman on her own, then she would be careful and make sure that it does not become parcel. But now that you, Rava, told me, says Rav Ukva, that the Braisa says you can shecht for a group of women, and the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. My love, do we not assume that when the Mishnah says you're not allowed to shecht for a group of women, slaves and minors, it means Noshim lechudayu, a group of women on their own, Vavodim lechudayu, and or a group of slaves on their own, Uktanim lechudayu, or a group of minors on their own? So you see, you're not allowed to shecht for a group of women on their own. How can you, Rava, say that the Braisa says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can shecht the Korban Pesach for a group of women? Omale, Rava said, Loi, you misunderstood the Mishnah. The Mishnah didn't mean you're not allowed to shecht for a group of women. The Mishnah says if you have a single group that comprises women, slaves, and minors, then you're not allowed to shecht for them. But if you have a group that's just women, you are allowed to shecht for them. Noshim v'avodim uktanim. If you have a single group, not any one of three groups are osa, either Noshim or Avodim or Ktanim. No, a single group of Noshim, Avodim or Ktanim. Noshim v'Avodim mishum tiflus. The reason you're not allowed to have a group that has also women and also slaves in the same group is because they're going to come to lightheartedness. Ktanim v'Avodim, minors and slaves, in a single group are also inappropriate, mishum pritzusa, because it could lead to inappropriate behavior between the slaves and the children, and therefore that was osur. But if you have a group of women, you're allowed to shecht for the Korban Pesach for them. Continues the Gemara, Gufa, and this is now a brisa. This brisa is going to tell us three opinions regarding the level of requirement that women have to bring either the Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, or if they couldn't bring on the 14th of Nisan, then on the 14th of Iyar, the Pesach Sheni. There's going to be three opinions. Gufa, Isha, and it's not only a woman, the same would apply for a slave. The first Pesach Rishon, she has a chiyuv, she has a requirement to eat the Korban Pesach, and therefore we would shecht the Korban Pesach just for her. Ubesheni, Pesach Sheni, oisin oisot feilo la'achirim. She's not required to eat the Korban Pesach, but she's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, so we will not shecht the Korban Pesach just for her, but if you have a Korban Pesach, she can join. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, no, Isha, a woman, b'sheini sheichatin oleo b'fnei atzma. Not only the first Pesach can we shecht for her because she's mechuyev, but also the second Pesach, Pesach Sheini, she's equally required, and therefore we would shecht the Pesach Sheini even just for her. V'ein tzarech lema b'rishon, and it goes without saying that the same applies to the Pesach Rishon. The third opinion, Reb Shimon Oymer, Isha Berishoin Oisen Oisot Feila. Reb Shimon is the most lenient and says that even the first Pesach, a woman is not mechuyev to bring, she's allowed to. And therefore, we will make Oisen Oisot Feila Lacherim, she can join and annex herself to a group of people eating Korban Pesach and register on a Korban Pesach. But she cannot be the only one registered on the Korban Pesach. B'sheini, and Reb Shimon holds that regarding Pesach Sheini, ein sheichtin oleo kol ikur, she's not allowed to register on the Pesach Sheini at all. She's not allowed to eat Pesach Sheini. She's totally not in that parasha, in the bracket of bringing Pesach Sheini. And the Gemara says, B'mai k'mifluga, we have to now understand what the sources of these three tanoim. The Reb Yehuda says, Pesach Rishon Chiyuv, Pesach Sheini Rishus. Reb Yossi says Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheini Chiyuv. Reb Shimon says Pesach Rishon Rishus, Pesach Sheini Osor. We have to understand that. So the Gemara says Reb Yehuda Sova, Reb Yehuda learns as follows. B'michsas nefoshes, according to the number of the people who can eat, you shecht the Korban, the Pesach Rishon. And the fact that the Apostle uses the term nefoshes, which are spirits, souls, it doesn't say uniquely men, it doesn't say ish, it says nefoshois, afilu noshim. So Reb Yehuda learns from there, from Mimichsas nefoshois, that even the Pesach, even women are mechuyev to bring Pesach Rishon. V'chiteima, are you going to ask, yehocha afilu b'sheini nami, if so, the Pesach Sheini also, ksiv, the Pesach Sheini also, she should be chayev, because b'michsas nefoshois. Why does Reb Yehuda hold that Pesach Sheini, it's Rishus, not Choyva? Answers the Gemara, Ksiv, because regarding the Pesach Sheini, it says, Chet o Yisoho Ishahu, and exactly what the Pasuk is referring to is a little bit complicated. Rashi discusses that here, but the Pasuk is clearly in the parasha of Pesach Sheini, and it says there, Chet o Yiso, that if he doesn't bring Korban Pesach, he will carry his sin, Ho Ishahu, the man. Ish in, ishaloi, only a man, not a woman. So you see that a woman has no chiyuv for Pesach Sheini. Asks the Gemara, v'chiteime yohi afilet feilo nami b'sheini loy ahani. If so, maybe, b'sheini loy, if maybe that in the same way as a woman is not mechuyuv, she's not required to bring Pesach Sheini, maybe she's not allowed to bring Pesach Sheini. Who says she has permission to eat the Pesach Sheini at all? Ahani k'chol chukas ha-pesach litfeila ba'alma. Because there's another posuk that says that everything that happened with Pesach Rishon is the same as Pesach Sheini. Do Pesach Sheini in the same way as you did Pesach Rishon. So the fact that the Torah compares Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheini, then the same way as women eat Pesach Rishon, they must at least be allowed to eat Pesach Sheini. But to say there's a chiyuv for them to eat Pesach Sheini, that not. Because regarding Pesach Sheini, it says, "V'cheto yiso ha'ishahu." Only men are in that bracket, not women. The Pesach Rishon, it says, "B'michsas nefoshes." Anyone who has a nefesh, including women. So that's the sources for Rabbi Huda's opinion. And now the Gemara is going to explain Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, my Tama. Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that the first Pesach, Pesach Rishon, women are mechuyev. And he learns it from the same place, from B'michsas. Uchsiv B'Pesach Sheni. And regarding Pesach Sheni, because let's remember, Rabbi Yossi says that Pesach Sheni, women are mechuyev. What does he see in Pesach Sheni? It says by Pesach Sheni, V'nichr so ha-nefesh ha-himi Yisrael, that not bringing the Korban Pesach makes this nefesh b'chayev chorus. Nefesh, again, it doesn't say the word ish, it just says the word nefesh. Afilu noshim. And even noshim ochayev in Pesach Sheni. Asks the Gemara ve'elol, what about the word ish that it says by Pesach Sheni, the very posuk that Rabbi Yehuda used to say that women are not mechuyev in Pesach Sheni? What's Rabbi Yossi going to do with that? Ve'elo cheto yiso ho ishahu, the fact that it says ish, which excludes women, what's Rabbi Yossi going to do with that? Nimute mai, what's that going to exclude if it doesn't exclude women, as Rabbi Yehuda said? Says the Gemara, ish is not excluding women, the ish will be excluding minors. Limute katan mikoros, that only an ish, only an adult who doesn't bring Korban Pesach Rishon and Korban Pesach Sheni will be punishable by chorus. However, a minor, even if he doesn't bring Korban Pesach, he will not be punished by chorus. So those are the opinions according to the sources according to Rabbi Yossi. Reb Shimon. And now let's move to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that in the first Pesach, women are not mechuyev either, but they have permission to bring it. In the second Pesach, they're not even allowed to bring it. Reb Shimon. Ksiv Barishon Ish. It says regarding Pesach Rishon, it uses the word Ish. Till now we brought the Pasuk, B'michsas Nefoshos, that we focused on the words Nefoshos, which includes women. Reb Shimon says no. Regarding Pesach Rishon, it uses the word Ish, and we'll soon see where it says Ish, and which Pasuk Reb Shimon means. But he learns from the word Ish, Ish in Ish Aloi. Only a man is required to bring Pesach Rishon, a woman not. V'chiteim Yehoch Yafil Etfeil Enami Loi. Are you going to say that maybe not only is she not required to bring Korban Pesach, but she's so not associated to Korban Pesach that she's not even allowed to eat the Korban Pesach? No. Ahani le b'michsas nefoshos litfeila. This pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi brought, that she's mechuyev in Korban Pesach, Rabbi Shimon will say, I don't think it's mechuyev because it says ish, but that she's allowed to, she has permission to bring Korban Pesach, that we do see from the word nefoshos. Are you going to say that maybe in the same way as the woman has permission to eat Pesach Rishon, so too she has permission to eat Pesach Sheni? No. The pasuk that before we learned, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it says Cheto Yiso Ho Ish, that only a man has chorus and is mechuyev in Pesach Sheni, but a woman is not mechuyev in Pesach Sheni. So that very same pasuk, Reb Shimon is learning not to say that she's not mechuyev in Pesach Sheni, but she's not even allowed to eat Pesach Sheni. Ish in, from the word ish, we know that only a man, ish aloi. And what would we be talking about? Can it be that Reb Shimon is learning from ish, that in Pesach Sheni he's learning it like Reb Yehuda, that she's just not mechuyev to eat the Korban Pesach, but she's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach? That wouldn't make sense, because even Pesach Rishon, she's not mechuyev. Of course, she's not going to be mechuyev Pesach Sheni. So if we have a special pasuk by Pesach Sheni exempting her even more than Pesach Rishon, and Pesach Rishon, we know that she's not required, and she just has permission to eat it, it must be that Pesach Sheni, she's not even allowed to eat it. And let's see this inside. Mimai komamai, the word ish of Pesach Sheni, what's it excluding the woman from? Mimai komamai tle, imichiyuv. If it's telling us that she's not got a requirement, a chiyuv, to make Pesach Sheni, hashta barishon loy, if even in the first Rishon, Reb Shimon learns from a word ish that she's not required, she just has permission, b'sheni miboya, of course the second Pesach, she's not going to have a chiyuv. Elolav, it must be, mitfeila, from giving her permission to be able to join a Pesach Sheni. That in the first Pesach, she's allowed to join because she has permission to eat, even though she's not required to. Pesach Sheni, even that she's not allowed to do. And now the Gemara says, Umay ish to k'omar Reb Shimon. Where's this posuk that says ish, that by Pesach Rishon, that excludes women from the chiyuv of bringing Korban Pesach? Inema, are you going to say it's on the posuk of Vayikchu lohem ish, se'el beis ovis, se'el abois, that it says regarding Pesach Rishon, that a man, an ish, brings a lamb, a lamb per household, that we don't learn from that word ish that woman is not chayev. Ha'umi boy lelekud Rabbi Yitzchok. We need that for another halacha which Rabbi Yitzchok learned, which says that a man can bring on behalf of his household. How can he do that? Da'omar ish zaycha ve'in katan zaycha. There's a concept, and it works with shlichos, becoming an agent of, that a person is allowed to either buy or acquire or to receive a gift on behalf of somebody else. But only an adult can do that on behalf of somebody else. A minor who cannot be an agent, is not a shliach, therefore he cannot be zaycha for others. And you learn that out from the word ish. Ish to the exclusion of minors. Ve'elo, where's the word ish by Pesach Rishon, that Reb Shimon learns from there that women are not mechuyev in Pesach Rishon? The pasuk says, me ish lefi ochloi tochoisu al aseh. Says that in Pesach Rishon it says ish, another time it says ish. From that word ish we learn that only a man is mechuyev, not women. Says the Gemara, you're learning out from me'ish lefi ochloi, here we have an issue. Ha'midi Reb Yosi, sova loka Reb Shimon, since we saw before that Reb Yosi holds that ein sheichatin, Reb Yosi said before that we do shech to Korban Pesach for a single individual. And then we asked the question, so what does he do with the pasuk of le'sucha lizbeach b'pesach ba'achad, which was Reb Yehuda's source that you do not shech for an individual. And the Gemara said that Reb Yosi uses the le'sucha lizbeach sa'pesach ba'echad, he learns it out for Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon says that in the time of Issa Bomois, you learn from this pasuk that if somebody shechts a korban pesach on a bomas yachid, that he has a lav. So the Gemara now says, in the same way as Reb Yosi learns from the pasuk of Ba'achad, he learns what Reb Shimon, the brisa of Reb Shimon, then we can also assume that Reb Shimon also has to follow Reb Shimon Nami Sovaloka Reb Yosi. Because how does Reb Shimon himself in that brisa know that the pasuk that says Lo yisucha lizbeach sapesach ba'achad, why is he saying that it's going on the isabomas yochid? Why doesn't he learn the pasuk Lo yisucha lizbeach sapesach ba'achad? Why doesn't he learn it like Reb Yehuda, that the Reb Yehuda says that you learn from there that ein sheichatin for a yochid? So it must be, if Reb Shimon uses it for the Isser Bomois, it must be that Reb Shimon doesn't hold, that, like Reb Yehuda, that you do not shecht for a yochid. So he must hold like Reb Yosi. Where does Reb Yosi know that you do shecht for a yochid? From the pasuk of Ish Lefi Ochloi. And it's only because Reb Shimon agrees with Reb Yosi that from Ish Lefi Ochloi you learn that you can shecht for a yochid, that he has to learn from the pasuk of Leisuch HaLizbeach Sapesach Ba'achad that he's got to learn the halachis of Boma. So the Gemara says, if Reb Shimon has to agree to Reb Yosi that you learn out from Ish Lefi Ochloi that you shecht even for a single individual, then this word Me'ish can't teach Reb Shimon that only a man is required to bring Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. Reb Shimon nami sovelok Reb Yosi, v'ahu, and this pasuk of ish lefi ochloi mi boilei has to be used to teach Reb Shimon to sheichatin es haPesach al hayochid, that you can shech to korban Pesach even for a single person. So if so, where you don't have an ish available to teach Reb Shimon, that woman is not chayev Pesach Rishon. Answers the Gemara, Omar Lachor, Reb Shimon will tell you, Im kei nichtiv rachmona lefi ochloi. If all Reb Shimon is learning from Ish lefi ochloi is that you can shecht a korban Pesach for a single person, and he would learn it from the word ish, which is a single, in single tense, he could learn the same thing even if it wouldn't say the word ish. It would say lefi ochloi according to his ability to eat, again, in single tense. So from the words lefi ochloi, we would already know that you can shech to Korban Pesach for a single person. My ish. Why did the Torah add on the extra word ish? Shamas min otarati, to teach Reb Shimon this second halacha, that in the Korban Pesach Rishon, a woman is not mechuyev. Continues the Gemara. Kaman oz lehoda omer Reb Elazar, the following Reb Elazar, and we've already seen this previously on Daf Ayin Tes, which of the three opinions that we just saw now is he following? What does Reb Elazar say? Isha b'rishayin chayva u'b'sheini rishus. that a woman is mechuyev to bring a Pesach Rishon, but regarding Pesach Sheni, she has permission to bring it, she doesn't have to bring it. V'doiches haShabbos, and it overrides Shabbos. And from the basic reading of the Braisa, it seems that B'Sheni, Pesach Sheni, she's not mechuyev, she just has Roshos, and V'doiches haShabbos and Pesach Sheni overrides Shabbos for the woman. Asks the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. I Roshus, if Pesach Sheni is just Roshus and not Chayva, Amai Doiches HaShabbos, why should it override Shabbos? Elo'ema, you have to read what Rabbi Elazar said as follows. B'Sheni Roshus. Pesach Sheni for a woman is Roshus. She has permission, but she's not Mechuyev. U'Berishoin Chayva, but Pesach Rishoin is a Chayv for a woman. V'Doiches HaShabbos, since she's Mechuyev, it overrides Shabbos. Kaman, who's this Rabbi Elazar following? Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda is following Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Pesach Rishon Chayva and Pesach Sheni is Tfeila, or Pesach Sheni is Roshos. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Yaakov, Omer of Yechanan. We saw before that one is allowed to have a group exclusively of women, and our Mishnah that says you're not allowed to have a group of women means a woman with minors and slaves together. So Rabbi Yechanan says, "Ein oisin chabura shekula geirim, a chabura that are exclusively a group of converts, and converts typically are not bnei Torah. They don't know exactly what's mutter, what's asa, and they're going to be shemu yedaktu. They're going to be very particular in all sorts of details which are inaccurate. And what will happen is that the end of the day, the korban is going to become posel. They won't eat the whole korban. It will become noisar v'yoviuhu l'day psul." And therefore, make sure that you always have some B'nai Torah in every group, not just converts. That way, it will protect the Korban Pesach. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbonon. Pesach u'matzah u'morir. Eating Korban Pesach, eating matzah and eating morir. Borishoin, on the first night, the night of the 15th of Nisan, Chayva is a Chayv. Nobody argues with this. Mikan ve'elach. The rest of the week, the rest of Pesach, Roshus, it's not a requirement. There are ones allowed to eat it. And obviously, the Roshus here is referring to Pesach, to Matzah and Morer, that you're not required to eat Matzah or Morer the rest of Pesach, but you're allowed to eat Matzah and Morer the rest of Pesach. It cannot be referring to Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach only ever applies on the first night. It doesn't apply the rest of Yom Tov. But before we discuss that was the Tanakama. That means the Tanakama made two statements. One, Pesach Matzah Morer, the first day is Chayva, the rest of the week Roshus. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says, Ba'anoshim Chayva u'benoshim Roshus. That men have a Chiyuv, women, it's just their permission, they don't have a Chiyuv. And now there's two ways of reading this Braisa. And that the Gemara is going to discuss now. Ahai koi. That means when the Tanakama said that mikan ve'elach roshus, the rest of the week you have permission, but you're not mechuyev. What's that going on? Ilei ma'apesach. Could it be referring to Korban Pesach? Of course not. Pesach kol shiva mi'ika. There's a Korban Pesach that can be eaten the rest of Pesach. There's no such thing. Ve'elo, it must be a matzah morer. That means the way you'd read the Tanakama is Pesach matzah morer, borishoin chayva. On the first night, you chayev to eat Pesach and Matzah and Morer. Mikan ve'elech Roshus, the rest of Yom Tov, you have permission to eat Matzah and Morer. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says that Matzah and Morer, which the rest of the week is Roshus, and on the first night is chayev, it's only a chayev for men, not for women. That means, according to this reading, Reb Shimon assumes that whatever has permission, is Roshus, the rest of the week, according to the Tanakama, then the Tanakama say it's a Chayv on the first night. On that Chiyuv, Reb Shimon says it's only for men, not for women. And we have an issue with that. So, Ve'elo HaMatzah Morer, when the Chachomim say, Mikan Ve'elech Roshus, it's going on Matzah Morer, Eima Sefer, how are you going to read Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon Oimer, Ba'anoshim Chayva, Ba'anoshim Roshus, that whatever the Chachomim say is Roshus the whole week, and Chiyuv on the first night, Reb Shimon says it's only for men. Is it talking about Matzah and Morer? Les Leila Reb Shimon, Hod Omer Reb Elazar, does Reb Shimon not hold what Reb Elazar says, that Noshim Chayovis Bachilas Matzah Dvar Torah, that women, even though it's a mitzvah saseisha, as man grom, it's a time-bound mitzvah, which normally women are exempt from, but Matzah is different, Minat Torah. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Don't eat chometz. Do eat matzah for those 7 days. And the fact that the pasuk puts the isser of eating chometz with the mitzvah of eating matzah, that kol sheyeshni bebal toichel chometz, the pasuk means to teach us that anybody who's not allowed to eat chometz, and this includes women, women have all the restrictions that men have. It's only the mitzvahs asei, the mitzvahs lois asei, they're the same. Mitzvahs asei, women are sometimes exempt. Here the pasuk puts the two together to say that any woman who is not allowed to eat chometz, which is every woman is not allowed to eat chometz, yeshne bekumachil matzah, has all the halachas that the men have for eating matzah, and on the first night you have to eat matzah. V'hani noshim, hoyel v'yeshnum b'bal toichel chometz, these women that are not allowed to eat chometz, yeshnum b'kumachil matzah. So the braisa, according to this braisa, according to Rebbe Elazar, a woman are mechuyev to eat matzah on the first night. So Shimon's going to disagree with that? Of course he's going to agree with that. So how do we read this braisa? That the Tanakamas say that on the first night, not only is there chiyuv of Pesach, there's a chiyuv of matzah and morer. And the rest of the week, that's Rishus. And Reb Shimon says, the rest of the week, it's Rishus. I'm telling you that on the first night, it's only a chiyuv for men, not for women. That doesn't work. Matzah, Reb Shimon will agree that women are mechuyev on the first night. So how are we going to read this braisa? Elo ema, you have to understand the braisa differently. Pesach, matzah, umorir, borisha in chayva. The Tanakhama says that the Pesach, matzah, morir on the first night is chayev. And now regarding those things that on the first night, that all of them are chayev, according to the Tanakhama, there it's now split into two. First of all, mikan ve'elech rishus. Some of them are only mechuyev on the first night and the rest of the week is rishus. Namely, matzah and morer. Korban Pesach, there is no permission to eat Korban Pesach the rest of the week. And besides for that, Reb Shimon is referring back to the Tanakhama. One of the things that the Tanakhama said is a chiyuv on the first night is only for men, not for women. But it's not the same things which the rest of the week is rishus. What's the rest of the week rishus? Matzah morer. Those Reb Shimon agrees on the first night is chayiv. Where does Reb Shimon argue with the Tanakhama regarding Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach, the Tanakhama say that on the first night is chayva. Reb Shimon Oimer Pesach ba'anoshim chayva ba'anoshim rishus, that men have a chiyuv to eat Korban Pesach and women don't. And this is following Reb Shimon we saw at the top of the Amud that says that women, even Pesach Rishon, they're allowed to eat Korban Pesach, but they're not mechuyev to eat the Korban Pesach. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.